It's time for our Johns County Central Coaches Show this week with head coach Destin Begay and the Thunderbirds coming off a game last week. They played Weeping Water. Coach, 36-20, the final score. Weeping Water gets the win. I'm talking to you here as we get started this morning. You sound pretty upbeat, and sounds like things went better for the Thunderbirds this week.
Yeah, they did. You know, that first half, they won the battle in the trenches. That was the difference right there. But second half, we came out. We made some critical third down conversions. Defense made some key stops. We were tackling and had some turnovers. We had that continuous clock going, which was against us. If we had another quarter, I think we could have made some more damage.
That's the type of progress you've been looking for. It's been a while coming, but as we get near the end of the season, the kids are starting to catch on here, and things are going a little bit better, it sounds like.
Yeah, starting to really understand that system.
Definitely. We will come back and visit more with Coach Begay. We'll talk about the final game of the regular season for Johns County Central. That's coming up after this timeout on Sunny 101.3. Welcome back to our Johns County Central Coaches Show. The Thunderbirds are getting ready to wrap up the season coming up this week. Thunderbirds at Palmyra. Coach, tell me, Palmyra's coming in with a record now, I believe, of 1-6 on the year. They're struggling along here. Talk to me about some of the keys for this ball game for the Thunderbirds.
Well, again, our defense has to step up, carry over from the previous game, and make some key stops. Any turnovers, we have to execute on offense. We have to establish an identity and just keep ourselves going, moving along with this momentum.
The younger kids we talked about, you've got a lot of them this year. The seniors, you hate for them to go through a season like this, their final year of high school football, but the young kids, as they continue to make progress, are they getting excited about the future?
Yeah, I think they are. I think they are. They see a little success here this last game. I can see them in their eyes. You know, they're starting to really get it.
As far as your game with Palmyra this week, I'm looking at the schedule here one more time. Let's see. You're on the road. Well, of course, you're always on the road. I guess I should have guessed that, shouldn't I?
Yes. Yes.
hasn't been an easy year from that standpoint, has it?
Not at all. I think the kid's getting used to it, though, and we just chug along.
All right. Well, Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us, not only this week but all season long. I know when the season's not always going the way you want, I know it's not easy to get on here and talk about things all the time, and you got to try to stay upbeat for all the kids all the time. We appreciate the efforts you've made, and wish you and the Thunderbirds well coming up on, and your game is Friday night.
Thursday night.
Okay, I've got Thursday the wrong night. Schedule. So Johns County is playing Thursday night.
That's correct.
Okay, so we've got so many games this week, I'm trying to keep track, but Thunderbirds Thursday night. Good luck to the Thunderbirds.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks, Coach. That is our Johns County Central Coaches Show. It is brought to you on Sunny 101.3, and we thank the sponsors by Farmers Bank of Cook, Brinkman Brothers in Tecumseh, by the Johns County Memorial Hospital in Tecumseh.